My name is Mark Briggs. I currently play sledge ice hockey for Great Britain. I also play for the Nottingham Knights club team based here in Nottingham. Sledge hockey is a unique sport in the way that it is very much inclusive. It's the only fully inclusive sport where able-bodied people can compete with disabled people on an equal footing. It's not necessarily a sport which is solely played by disabled people. Sledge hockey became part of the Paralympics, I think, about 3 or 4 games ago. So the introduction of it really catapulted it from being a very casually played amateur sport into a really semi-professional sport up until Turin, when it actually became a professional sport worldwide, with some of the teams like Canada, USA, actually having all their athletes paid to play the sport. In this country, we had some funding, but it was limited. But it became as professional as able-bodied ice hockey. So the inclusion of that in the Paralympics, and the fact that the Paralympics themselves became more of an elite sport rather than a rehabilitation, really did propel it into the sport it is today. We're aiming by the 2014 Games in Sochi in Russia to have a ranking of 5th, which is where we were in the World Championships back in 2002. The process for this is to become middle field within those games. And given the fact that we've actually got numerous teams now developing across England, Wales, and now into Scotland, we're getting a lot of interest in the sport. We're getting a lot of grassroots participation, young people taking up the sport, a lot of ex-service personnel from the forces through a programme called Battleback. So we've got support coming from all angles, and we're able to have another league take place next year, which really did propel us into that fifth place back in 2002. So all the signs are there that we can achieve that, given we do get the correct players with the excellent ability that we've had previously. So all the signs are good for it, and with the support that we're getting, we hope that'll come to fruition. The achievement of actually getting to the Paralympics and being part of the opening ceremony, going into the changing rooms for the first time, seeing his shirts hung up, singing the national anthem, was an amazing feeling that none of us were prepared for. Even the guys that's taken part in some of the summer sports previously, the atmosphere in Turin, the whole lead up to the games out there, and the staff and everything made it such a real special Paralympics. That we were overwhelmed by it all, but that feeling wasn't on its own. We also had the lead up to the games, which started back in 2004 with the World Championships. That's when it began. So there was a 2-year build up of qualification rounds, and when we actually got to qualify for the Paralympics, which was to get the last place in essence, We had a game in the Czech Republic first off, which we had to have a 27-hour bus journey to get to, and then obviously come back home. Then we had another final game was in Turin 6 months before the Paralympics, when we actually got the last place. So the feeling was a 2-year build-up to that moment. So the release of achievement when we actually got there was overwhelming. The big achievement was to take part in the games, to be called a Paralympian. That's what meant a lot to us all, even though we didn't actually achieve a medal, but it spurred us on in the future now to actually progress, to actually get that same feeling, but actually come home with something around our neck.